Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. And the less I tell you about the ramble, the better, maybe today. If I told you the truth, that this ramble is full of crotch scratching, some grunting even, you might turn off your radio, but don't do it.
Oh, some people might turn it up.
I think that's an assumption that's being made.
I think you're right. There are some very important things we have to tell you about in the world of crotch scratching and grunting news. So sit back, relax, and we're going to ramble.
A study about starlings who like to sing and what makes them sing higher and sweeter and how it might relate to us. Imagine this. Cardiff University studied starlings who were feeding on earthworms that were near the sewage treatment plant. And the earthworms were found to be really high in chemicals. Now, these chemicals mimicked the female hormone estrogen. So the birds that ate these chemicals, the male birds, suddenly got high voices and started singing a lot more sweetly and singing these long, complex songs, which is interesting because that's actually what the ladybirds prefer. Isn't that something interesting? Now, here's the thing. Now, that sounds like great. So they can sing and they've got lady friends now. But what about all those chemicals? Would they damage the bird's DNA? If that's the case, animals with defective genes could be mating more and future generations could suffer. Now, the same pollutants have been shown to turn male fish into females, with 100% of males switching gender in the severely polluted water.
That is crazy. Very interesting.
It's on Wired. It's from Wired.com in case you want to read it more.
I'm going to tell you about a landmark ruling in Italy. Breaking news. Men may no longer scratch their crotches in public. Now, I know you've been to Italy.
I love Italy.
Love the Italians. I've been to Italy. And I have to say, I have seen some people scratch their crotches.
Yes.
Public.
Well, you know.
In Rome.
But now you can't do that. You just can't walk around willy-nilly scratching your privates. The law from Italy's Court of Appeal says that scratching or holding is an act contrary to decorum and public decency. I don't know when Italy started paying attention to this, but apparently they are now. The ruling upheld a fine of 200 euros for a mechanic who'd been charged with gross indecency after adjusting himself in his overalls.
There you go.
Apparently, crotch touching is superstitious behavior in Italy, and it's believed to ward off bad luck. Didn't know that.
Didn't know that last part. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, everybody remembers Monica Seles, how tennis player. She would just grunt every time she hit the ball. And now Maria Sharapova is sort of the notorious female grunter on the tour. Now, if you're a 9-year-old little girl and you grunt, not received nearly as well, apparently. Take a listen to this. Oh, Lauren Edwards is into it. She's 9, but she's been banned by her local tennis club in Melbourne, Australia, for all of that enthusiasm, we'll call it. Lauren says she doesn't make her noise, and if she doesn't do it, she really doesn't play her best. But the Mount Carmel Tennis Club said the grunting has just become too much.
That's so funny.
A former coach calls her Lauren Sharapova now. It's kind of good. The club told her father if she continued to grunt on the court, she couldn't play. The girl's father said, I can't stop her. She's been a grunter since she was little.
She's a grunter. You know, I can see how it can help your energy level. You get all excited.
I'm a growler time to time. When I work out with my trainer, he's like, did you just growl at me? And I don't even know I'm doing it.
But then you're not one of these people. There are all those people at the gym who are they're performance grunters.
Yes, no, I'm not a performer. I'm a genuine growler.
It takes it to a whole different level. It scares me, frankly. I leave. I run away. Okay, part of a national trend of decline coming up here. A story about how Baltimore's Chinatown is disappearing. This is happening in urban places around the country. These Japan towns, Chinatowns are disappearing. In Baltimore in particular, the once bustling one block district is now down to just one Chinese restaurant. And the city is debating whether to revitalize what's there or to just start from scratch in another part of town. Two restaurant owners have been buying a property a mile north of the old Chinatown, and they want to open an Asian grocery and an upscale Chinese restaurant, and they're aiming to attract more Asian American businesses to the area. Some, though, in the old guard are resisting the change. They say there's a lot of history in the old original area, and the first Chinese immigrants came to Baltimore in the late 1800s, fleeing anti-Chinese sentiment on the West Coast and settled in this particular area. Baltimore's Chinatown began its decline when the first waves of immigrants died and their children moved out of the city, and now recent immigrants rarely visit the old Chinatown. And hey, we did it. That's your ramble. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.